We're joined in the media center by our number one qualifier in funny car, Courtney Forrest, 3.932 at 324.51 miles per hour in this fourth session this afternoon. This is her second consecutive number one here at the track. She faces Jeff Deal, who she faced last year and also defeated him in the first round here. Talk about Q4, you know, the conditions out there, working towards that to get the number one all weekend.
Yeah, to be honest, I wasn't sure if we were going to be able to improve after yesterday. I mean, we had a great track conditions. It was cooled off a lot for Q2. And then coming out today, you know, we had some cloud cover, which was great, and laid down some numbers. I mean, really proud of my Advanced Auto Parts team, my crew chiefs, Karate and Hood, and for laying it down on that last run. You know, Q3, we went up there and tried to power down there, and, you know, we dropped a hole. It kind of slowed us down. The run that got us up to the number four spot, we were having a problem with it, dropping a hole down at the top end, and coasted to 312 miles an hour. I think it was 398. So it feels good to, on the last run, to get it fixed up, on all eight cylinders, and to go to the top spot like that felt pretty good. So really excited for my team, and, you know, especially because this is a big weekend for women. I know that they're kicking it off, I think, on FS1 or something. So it's pretty cool. I'm excited. My sister Ashley's going to be out here tomorrow, and hoping to impress, and hopefully we can celebrate with her in the winner's circle.
Can you duplicate Caridi talking to you like Forrest Trump?
Yeah,
Forrest
Gump. Yeah. You're gonna have to ask him. He's gonna be so mad at me. It was just too funny because you know, crossing the finish line, you know, hitting your parachutes and slowing the car down, and he gets on the radio in what he calls his Forrest Gump voice and told me that we went to the top spot. And I just had a good laugh. And I love it. I love being with this team. These guys are so much fun, so incredible. They were rushing to get up there for Q3. We had a couple problems and still managed to get it done and make a decent pass as well. But, you know, it's important right now to start collecting those bonus points. And we want to maintain that number two position throughout the weekend. And we'd like to go up to the number one spot by the end of, you know, the race tomorrow. So we'll see what we can do. But just love being on this team. And I have a lot of fun with these guys. So they make it a lot of fun to be out here racing. You're going to have to ask him to do the... I'll totally butcher it, so...
That's okay. I want to hear the butch.
We saw Robert number one last night, then you. Is this team, you know, it's been an up and down. It's been a weird season. Are we starting to see your guys, hit that stride across all cars?
Yeah, I sure hope so. I honestly think that all of our JFR cars are coming around. Brittany and I were number one qualifier. Just a race or two back, and it's been pretty cool. I mean, like you said, we've had some of our cars struggle a lot at the start of the season, and I was feeling pretty good watching Dad and his Pete car, you know, having a lot of good runs out there this weekend, and he was running right behind me. So just excited for him. I'm hoping they got things turned around. Robert in the top spot. I know that they were gunning for to outrun what we did in that last session, but they were going for it in the Auto Club car. You always have to look out for Jimmy and those guys, but, you know, it was pretty happy that we were able to maintain it.
Robert's a quiet person, but does he get even a little quieter when it's you that knocks him off of the top spot?
I don't know. Robert's quiet, but he's intense. He is always, in the zone and always focused, and that's why I think he's one of the toughest drivers out here. You know, even though he's my teammate, he's a great guy, but he's one of the guys that I hate going up against because I know what he's got over there. You know, we've got Karate, Hood, and everyone on our team, but, you know, he's got Jimmy and all those Auto Club guys, and they won a championship, so you know that they're tough to beat. So it's always – that's why I said in the interview down at the top end, you know, we had the number one spot momentarily, and I wasn't too sure. I didn't want to say that we had it until after Robert had made his run, because they're a great team over there.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.